They are not the two dusty millers in the white mill down by the river, where the great water wheel goes heavily round and round, like the momentous days and nights in this forgotten place. Then who are they? For there is no one else. No, this deponent maketh oath and saith that there is no one else, save and except the waiter at the Dodo, now laying the clock. I have paced the streets and stared at the houses, and am come back to the blank bow window of the Dodo, and the town clock strikes seven, and the reluctant echoes seem to cry, "Don't wake us," and the bandy-legged baby has gone home to bed. If the Dodo were only a gregarious bird, if he had only some confused idea of making a comfortable nest, I could hope to get through the hours between this and bedtime without being consumed by devouring melancholy. But the Dodo's habits are all wrong. It provides me with a trackless desert of sitting room, with a chair for every day in the year, a table for every month, and a waste of sideboard where a lonely china vase pines in a corner for its mate long departed.